Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from ThisWeekInGeek.net, and you can hear me most recently on Video Game Sophistry on AM 640 across the Chorus Radio Network in Canada. Yay! Well guys, pardon our dust that we haven't had a whole lot of activity around here. I've been reviewing games on a lot quicker basis on the Nerd News Network, but decided to give this one the rad treatment, as I did review the original one last year. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Bandai Namco, or Namco Bandai, I can never remember which. I'm going to be talking about Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 on the Xbox One. And this is a title that I had a lot of fun with last year. Pretty much this was kind of like the perfect Dragon Ball game for me, which was a mix of a fighting game with an action-adventure RPG element to it. And basically, I had a lot of fun with my custom-created female Saiyan character, Arda, after Artichoke. And this year, we have the new adventures of Time Patroller Racha, after Sriracha. And she is yet another red-headed female Saiyan out there to save the day with Trunks, the Supreme Kai of Time, and the Elder Kai. And, well, I'm gonna kinda, if you wanna know how Dragon Ball Xenoverse works, go see last year's review. Because, in essence, to say stuff about this game, it's almost like it's an update or a huge patch, or even to go so far as to call it, like, an expansion pack. Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 does a lot of things right. It fixes a lot of little problems that Dragon Ball Xenoverse 1 had, but doesn't necessarily go far enough to correct other problems. You might be wondering, well, what exactly do I mean by that? So, last year there was this pretty cool epic spanning story, however, there was these three bad guys. I think it was, I want to say the bad guy's name was Deborah, Mira, and Toa. Mira and Toa were the two main antagonists, with the other guy just kind of there. And they were trying to use time energy to revive the demon realm. And in Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, well, it's a lot less epic. It seems like, if you've seen any of the Dragon Ball Z movies, they kind of take like an episode for a plot and just, or they kind of take, like, an episode idea and just kind of expand it out to, like, 80 minutes to an hour and a half. This one, what has happened is Mira and Toa are back. They're once again gathering time energy, but they're using villains from the Dragon Ball Z movies, namely Turles, Lord Slug from, one from the Tree of Might, one from, I literally think it's just called Lord Slug, and they also have a few other people, like Janemba shows up, Broly, and for some reason they kidnap Bardock in the game, and they never ever explain that. They might during the DLC, because there's yet another $40 seasons pass with this game. Whether it pans out like last year's, we'll have to wait and see, but I digress, I'll get there. And what takes place is you once again go across time, trying to fix all these little things. However, though, what makes Xenoverse 2 a little bit different is they kind of split it up into a crap ton of tutorials. Hell, you can't even fly around Cotton City or Tokitoki City or whatever the hell it's called, the basic hub world, until you do a crap ton of the tutorials. And you are forced to before you can advance. However, though, that being said, you can wander around, you can still find instructors, learn different techniques from them. Although, I think before there was like 10 lessons, I think each instructor has like 3 or 4. So it's not hard to max out. They still do have parallel quests as well. Although there is a lot of them this year. In fact, I actually have the game pulled up right in front of me right now. And this year there are 98, there may be more, parallel quests. And a lot of them are just kind of cut and pasted from the other one, which kind of sucks. But at least you're in familiar territory. And it seems like you're missing a few characters this year as well. I haven't unlocked everybody just yet. I am currently working on that. But I've got my Super Saiyan God, Vegeta, and Goku, and that's pretty much all I need. And then I have Goku Black, which is from the latest season of Dragon Ball Super, which I literally just caught up on, or I'm catching up on now, because Funimation has the subtitles on the app now, and they're simulcasting it. So they have episodes like 1 through 20 subtitled, and then like the last like 10. So you can catch up on the rest of the Goku Black arc. So I'll get there eventually, I'm hoping. But anyway, back to Dragon Ball Xenoverse. So what happens is eventually the bird or the owl of time, Toki Toki, lays an egg, which is the birth of a brand new timeline. And Mira and Toa want to steal it so they can once again revive the demon realm. And blah, blah, blah. However, though, one kind of neat thing is your character, Trunks, Time Patroller Trunks, works with your character from the previous game. Now, what does that mean? It means you actually can import your data from Xenoverse 1, which I actually thought was really cool and actually really helped me. Because you can import certain items and certain equipment that are on your character right away. Now, you can't import something like, say, Super Saiyan, because you have to unlock that again. But if you have, say, a favorite attack, like, say, Super Kamehameha, or in my case, I had Chain Destructo Disc, or Dai Dai Missile Barrage, or 10 times Kaioken Kamehameha, you can do that. Which means you can start this game ridiculously powerful, and you also, any items that don't carry over get transferred into these new types of currency, which are like metals, and they also you also bring over a good chunk of Zenny as well, so you can buy items and buy clothes and whatnot. And your outfit from the last game also carries over, so I had like the 4-star Dragon Ball outfit with all my stuff maxed, which was pretty cool. In this one, they introduce a new system. If you don't want to mix and match your clothes just for the stat boosts, there is something called a QQ Bang, which is stupid. But what you do is you mix together pieces of clothing and some Zenny and maybe like a rare item, and it'll produce an effect which overwrites what the clothes do. So you're not getting as much of a stat boost, but at least your clothes look good and you know exactly what kind of a stat boost you're getting. I chose my character as a female Saiyan. I focus mostly on key attacks. So my character, for example, I'm actually just going to give you an idea of what my final stats are. When I maxed out the game at level 80, which I imagine they'll raise the level cap when the expansions come out, my max health is 59, max ki 51, my max stamina 63, basic attack 76. I didn't put anything in the strike supers. I just never used them. And I put 83 into ki blast supers. Basically, if I hit you with my super Kamehameha, I can wipe out 1.5 health bars in one shot if I get you in just the right scenario. Or I have another one where I use... This one actually really, really surprised me. It was from Dodoria, of all people. And his Dodoria Blast can just utterly annihilate people. Well, I think it's something like 40 hits. But it'll deal at least a bar of damage. Plus, it just hammers on their defense, too. Which means eventually they won't be able to block anymore because they just can't soak it. But other things to mention about this game, too, as I was talking about the tutorials, you do find there are these things called expert missions, which these ones came up kind of late in the game here, but the Supreme Kai of Time gives you these expert missions where you find these rifts in time where you and up to 6 people can get together and take on, like, giant ape Nappa or other really, really, really tough foes. But you can also be mind-controlled. You can be blasted into another dimension, which I do find that kind of funny. At least they took that from the American dub. and you can get knocked into different screens. And you may have to beat yourself up. If you're under mind control, you actually have to defeat yourself to regain control, or your friends can beat the crap out of you to knock you back to your senses, so to speak. I didn't get a chance to play around with the multiplayer with this title because I have always had such a hard time with it. In fact, I actually lost progress at one point during this game because the game kicked me out during a cutscene because the server disconnected. So, yeah. Playing this game co-op, it's not... It could be fun. I could see co-op being fun, but other reviewers that I've read up on have noticed only the person leading you into battle, like if they invite your friends, only they get the completion bonus. So it kind of hoses you. Playing this game versus... Oh, this game is not balanced in the least. You'll notice people, as with previous Dragon Ball experiences, if you know how to be cheap, you're going to win. So if you wish to sit there and hammer on someone with perfect Kamehamehas, you can do that. Or my strategy is, because I have such a ridiculously high base attack, I'll do part of a combo, then I use Frieza's Death Beam, and it's something you really can't escape from. You're kind of hosed if I hit you, so it's kind of funny in that regard, but I don't know. So, this is the question you're going to have to ask yourself. Is this game worth picking up? I did have a lot of fun with it. I actually did have quite a number of hours of fun with it. The problem is, it kind of feels like a good analogy that people my age will probably get. It's like NHL 93 to NHL 94 back on the Sega Genesis. Sure, there are some pretty cool improvements, but you feel like you've played this game before. And Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 definitely has that feeling. You've played this game before. Now, if you can get this game at a really good discount, totally worth it. Like, in fact, people on my Facebook are saying this game will be on sale for $25 on Black Friday. Absolutely worth that. It's a pretty good expansion. If you haven't played the first game, then this isn't a bad place to pick up. But if you wanted to see what the gameplay is going to be like, you could pick up the first game as well and be just as satisfied, if not more satisfied from a storyline standpoint. Although it is pretty cool getting Super Saiyan God Blue with Goku and Vegeta. Plus, having Goku Black is kind of neat too. But overall, though, I'm going to say wait for a price drop on this game, or maybe ask for it for Christmas or a birthday. It's not worth $60. Like I said, it's a fun experience. It's a good way to kill a day and change, depending on how complete you want to go with this game, which I actually wouldn't even call this game a hard game to get all the achievements on. It's just kind of grindy if you want to grab all the clothing items or all the skills and all the super souls. But getting a lot of the achievements is pretty easy for this, though, I would say. So that is my rating of Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse. Or sorry, Dragon Ball Xenoverse, not Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse. So you can pick this up, like I said, from most major retailers. Definitely online from your favorite digital store. But like I said, you may want to wait till Black Friday, see if you can find a good sale on this. Like I said, I hear Walmart's going to have it on for $25. So anyway, guys, that's going to do it for me here on ReviewAday.ca and This Week in Geek.net. I'll be back definitely a lot sooner than you might think with reviews of Watch Dogs 2. Probably going to do something for Titanfall 2, and I'll probably do something for Infinite Warfare as well. I've got a backlog of reviews, so hopefully I'm going to get a bunch out during this month. And if you're listening to Nerd News, I'll give you a couple minutes thoughts on Skyrim Special Edition as well. So until next time, guys, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying live free or die hard, and I'll catch you guys again next time right here on ReviewAday.ca and ThisWeekInGeek.net.